Good morning. Let me read from Matthew chapter 5. As I read this, realize that oftentimes we think of sin as our actions, the deeds that we do or the misdeeds. As we read through this, realize that sin is something that is in the heart, and that the wickedness of our own humanity emerges from inside before it manifests itself outside. Appropriately, as we've been teaching through the book of John, this makes sense as well. For I say to you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. And whoever shall say, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the hell of fire. If therefore you are presenting your offering at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar. Go your way and be reconciled first to your brother and then come and present your offering. Make friends quickly with your opponent at law while you are with him on the way, in order that your opponent may not deliver you to the judge and the judge to the officer and you be thrown into prison. Truly I say to you, you shall not come out of there until you have paid the last cent. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks on a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better that one of the parts of your body perish than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you that one of the parts of your body perish than the whole body go into hell. As we read these passages, we see that Jesus is making the point that sin is in the hearts of men. It is not the act of adultery that adultery begins, but it is the lusting in the heart. And it is the hate for one that begins the act of murder. These are internal. And so often, in our awareness of sin, we forget the need to cleanse our hearts. So this morning, as we pray, let's confess our hidden sins. Recognize that we have sinned not only in word and deed, but we have sinned in our hearts. That's why the Ten Commandments end with, thou shalt not covet, because it is the most obvious of the internal sins. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are sinful people. We sin in word and we sin in deed. But how often we forget that our hearts incline us toward wickedness. So we confess these sins of our heart, Lord Jesus, that we have often turned away from you, frequently turned in ways that are not appropriate, thought things that are not good, rejected the truth, not lived out the truth. So, Lord, we confess today our unrighteousness. And as we confess it, Lord, we also confess the righteousness of Christ and the depth of the forgiveness of sins, that you have forgiven us all of our past, present, and future sins. Lord, grant us mercy for the sake of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, what is of good repute, if there is any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. Amen.